Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you're listening in today because you are in for a treat, if I do say so myself. So I'm really excited to be here with you all today because we're continuing on this subject of you. And I'm going to be straight with you. There are too many times where you are focused on other people. And guys, it is time for you to focus on yourself. It is time for you to focus on your dreams, on what you want, instead of listening to what everybody else and their mother wants, okay? All right, maybe not their mothers, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, so let's get down to business. We've been talking about creating your dream life, right? Last podcast, if you listened in, we talked all about how you can write out your dream life. And that's something that you can read over and over again. You can read it once in the morning. You can read it once at night. It should have been pages and pages and pages. And if it wasn't, and maybe you've listened to that podcast and you didn't do the exercise, now is your chance to go back, fill that in, spend some time diving deep into your world, because you're so deserving of spending that time on yourself. And if you don't do it, nobody else will. So it's your time to make sure you start doing that. So I challenge you to do that. And today, what I want you to do is we're going to do a little bit more of a little brain exercise for you, okay? So you are going to need another sheet of paper. And I think this is truly powerful for multiple reasons, okay? It's different than your typical list, right? This is essentially your bucket list, okay? So this isn't your normal list though. And I love the reasoning behind why Sarah says this isn't your normal list is because a normal list that you say you want to do is, you know, maybe before you die, you want to go to Paris. Maybe you want to go parasailing. Maybe you want to take a trip to Greece. Maybe you want to cruise the Mediterranean. Maybe you want to do a cruise around the world. Those take what, like 90 days? Whatever the case may be, a lot of the times we just say, this is what we want to do. We want to go here. We want to do this, right? But we're not focusing so much on the actual experiences that we want to have. And here's a huge tip when it comes to manifesting. You need to actually feel what the emotion would feel like to experience that. And the crazy thing is, you actually would want to feel what it would feel like before you're even there, right? So feeling that joy the moment you put your toes in the sand and actually living that moment before it's even come to fruition is one of like the biggest factors in actually achieving what it is that you want, or living out that moment that you want to experience. So it's not so much about writing it down and saying, this is what I want. It's more about feeling the emotion behind that experience that you want to have that makes the juices start flowing, the manifestation juices start coming. And so that's what I really want you to focus on. And the biggest way that Sarah Centrella actually taught me how to do that is by imagining your moment and writing it down as if it's a moment you could document on an Instagram story, okay? So I can't document go to Paris in a 15-second clip on Instagram. But what I could document on Instagram stories is I could document myself eating the most delectable croissant I've ever had in my life, sitting at a cafe looking at the Eiffel Tower. You know, that is something that is an experience that I could 110% go out and experience in that moment. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for, okay? It could be, you know, seeing my sister's face with her cheeks pushed back when we're skydiving for the very first time, like just laughing to myself because I see her cheeks pushed back and those ridiculous glasses. I probably shouldn't be Instagram storying that. Is that a word? Yeah, that sounds about right. I sh probably shouldn't be Instagramming that because I'll be, if we're skydiving, that's probably not the safest. But you get my drift, right? Let's think what else. It could be watching my daughter hand over her passport to the guy at security when we're about to take our trip, our first international trip together. It could be stepping on the private jet and getting a glass of champagne handed to me when I'm on my jet for the first time. Guys, like, get crazy with it. And think about those moments. Think about that particular experience and then write that down. Don't write down, go to Paris and eat a croissant. Say, eating my croissant at the cafe table with the two chairs and like live out that experience and write it down that way. And you're going to be amazed at what's going to happen. Now, let me tell you something. I am naturally a thinker, which means I am somebody who does not naturally daydream. Coming up with this kind of stuff was not something that was easy for me in the beginning. In fact, I did this all wrong. I just wrote down all the places I wanted to go to. I wrote down goals. So I said, like, oh, finish a 5K. That's not something that should be on this list. It should be an experience. Okay? It should not be materialistic things. Okay? So I very well could have said, for my 5K, like running across the finish line for my five, like as sweat is pouring down my face, because this all sounds enjoyable, of course. Insert heavy sarcasm right there. But what I want you to keep in mind is it shouldn't be about like materialistic stuff, right? Like it shouldn't be like buy a car, like those type of goals don't need to be on this list. These are more experiences. So think about it that way. That should help. Don't just put down, go here, live it as an experience, write it down that way. Now, when I first made this list, like I said, was no good at it. You can be no good at it at first, but I'm explaining the do's and the don'ts here. One thing that I will tell you is if you're a thinker like me, it's going to be hard to come up with a list. But what I did was I actually like recruited my family into this. Like, hey, what would be a really cool experience we would love to do together? And so that kind of got the creative juices flowing. And it was funny because my husband was like, he's naturally a dreamer, like big time. And he's like, how is this so hard for you? I can't believe this. Are you crazy? He had a blast doing this, and I was like getting stressed out. But I'm gonna tell you something. When I did this and I started talking to them and I started having these ideas come up, that was amazing. Started writing down the ones I would like to personally experience. But then what I also did was I let myself stay in that creative space throughout the next couple of days. So even though they didn't all come to me right at once, maybe I'd start watching this show on these glorious vacations, right? And I'd say, oh my gosh, a waterfall. I didn't think about a waterfall until I started seeing this, right? And then all of a sudden, your brain starts picking up on all of these things. Oh my gosh, well, I'd love to stay in one of those gorgeous overwater huts. I didn't even think about that. Like, let's write that down as an experience. I could see myself going down the slide off of this underwater or overwater huts, right? So let yourself, even if you're not naturally a natural at this, give yourself some time to, let those ideas keep popping in and then jot them down. I carried my little workbook with me everywhere, but maybe you want to just keep it in your phone. Put it in your notes section. That would be awesome. And then anytime you have those fun ideas pop in your head, or you're somewhere and you see something that looks incredible and you'd love to experience that, write it down. I actually have a notebook, a very small notebook that fits in my purse, in my purse. And anytime I see something and I'd love to experience that someday, I write it down now. And I think that's great to just have that list essentially never ending, you know? Like I can always add to that. And I think the more you desire in your life, the more you want to live out experiences, the more cool things you'd love to be able to treat others to, all of that stuff. I think the more we go after that stuff and the more we say, wow, I would be open to receiving that and finding a way to make that happen. I think the more we allow that to come into our lives, I think the more we end up manifesting and bringing about that abundance and bringing about the ways that God puts that into your life and finds a way to make it happen. So start your list, write out your bucket list, tag me on Instagram. I would love to see some of them. Maybe you want to just share one. Maybe you want to put it in a GIF and share it on your Instagram stories. Cool. Tag me. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. That's with two N's at the very end. And I'm on Facebook at Melissa Hartman. Make sure you screenshot this, share this on your Instagram stories or on your Facebook wall, whatever. And let me know what you think about this podcast by rating and reviewing. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.